Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 18 historical sex offences at an arrangement hearing at Newry Crown Court this morning. RTE's Northern editor Vincent Kearney was in court, and Vincent joins us now. Good morning, Vincent.
Hi.
So what happened there in court this morning?
Well, I just walked back outside court. A very short hearing this morning. So Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife Eleanor Donaldson appeared in court together. Now he's facing 18 charges: one of rape, four of gross indecency, and 13 of indecent assault. His wife Eleanor was originally facing five charges, including aiding and abetting. But the court was told today that her defence team has made an application for two of those charges to be withdrawn, so they were not put to her today. So what happened was they both stood in the dock together, separated just by a prison officer, and the first three charges were put to them jointly. They were then each asked how they would plead. On each occasion, Geoffrey Donaldson very purposely leant down close to the microphone in the courtroom and said very loudly, "Not guilty." When the three charges were put to Eleanor Donaldson, she also replied, "Not guilty." The other 15 charges were then put to Geoffrey Donaldson, and again, he replied, "Not guilty" to each. Now, the trial date, we're told, has been set for the 24th of March next year. This is, that's the date agreed between the Public Prosecution Service and defence teams. A lawyer for the Public Prosecution Service said they estimate the trial could last for 2 weeks. What happens next is that there will be a review hearing on the 25th of October, and Geoffrey and Eleanor Donaldson were both told by the judge that they do not have to appear in court for that appearance.
All right, Vincent, thank you very much for that update from Newry. That's RTE's Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.